الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومتعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القران المجيد والفرقان الحميد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ان الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكه الا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكه الا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وابشروا بالجنه التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا أرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر الا وان الاخره اجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل الا وان الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنه الا وان الشر كله بحذافيره في النار الا فاعملوا وانتم من الله على حذر واعلموا انكم معروضون على اعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's majesty, Allah's jalal, Allah's azmat, This is wara'ul wara, this is beyond the human intellect. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, a'az min kulli aziz, a'azam min kulli azim, ajal min kulli jaleel. Greater than anything with greatness, more mighty than anything with might, more majestic than anything with majesty, more powerful than anything with power, more glorious than anything with glory. The defective, puny intellect of this insan, of this human being, it is impossible for him to do justice in any way to comprehending or realizing the greatness and the azmat of Allah. What do we have at our disposal to describe Allah? We find expressions in the books of Aqeedah, in the books of belief, قَدِيمٌ بِلَا إِبْتِدَى دَائِمٌ بِلَا إِنْتِهَى أَوَّلْ بِلَا بِدَايَ آخِرْ بِلَا نِهَايَ أَوَّلْ لَيْسَ قَبْلَهُ شَيْءٍ آخِرْ لَيْسَ بَعْدَهُ شَيْءٍ ظَاهِرْ لَيْسَ فَوْقَهُ شَيْءٍ بَاطِنْ لَيْسَ دُونَهُ شَيْءٍ أَوَّلْ فَلَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَالْقَهَرْ آخِرْ فَإِلَيْهِ الرَّجُلُ الرُّجُوعُ وَالْمَحْشَرُ These are expressions. Allah is the first. Before Allah there was nothing. Allah is the last. After Allah there is nothing. Allah is apparent. Above Allah there is nothing. Allah is concealed. Concealed from Allah there is nothing. Allah is the first without a beginning. Allah is the last without an ending. Allah is the first. To Allah belongs hukumat, power, decision. To Allah belongs qahar. Allah is the last. فَإِلَيْهِ الرُّجُعُ وَالْمَعْشَرُ Everything will return and be resurrected before Allah. However, these are expressions which are used to describe Allah's greatness. They are made up of what we call alphabets, words. These cannot do justice to describing Allah's greatness. Why? Because alphabets and words are makhluq. They are a created entity. And that which is makhluk, that which is created, can never do justice to describing Khaliq. Allah is the creator. These expressions, we say Allah is forever. What does forever mean? A very, 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 very long period of time. However, what is the reality? Allah is above time. Allah is created time. Time cannot be used to describe Allah because time is Allah's makhluk. La yahwihi makan, la yishtamilu alayhi zaman. Allah is free of the constraints of space. Allah is there, but Allah does not occupy space. Allah is there, Allah is free of direction. Allah is free of color, Allah is free of shape, Allah is free of form. Allah has created shape, created form, created color, created direction. This is Allah's makhluk. Allah Himself is above this. Allah is the Rabb of this. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib. Rabbul Mashriqain wa Rabbul Maghribain. Rabbul Mashariq wa Rabbul Magharib. Rabbul Samawati Sab'a wa Rabbul Arshil Azim. East, west, north, south, above, below. أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Turn in any direction and you will find Allah. Allah is the Rabb of all this. لَا يَشْتَمِلُ عَلَيْهِ زَمَانِ. Allah is free of the constraints of time, this tick, 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 tick of the clock. This is something by which Allah has tied up, restricted, confined the entire makhluk. This inexorable motion or movement of time, which Quran encapsulates in the expression يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُقْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ. Day is wrapped up by night, night is wrapped up by day. Day follows night, night follows day. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu draws our attention to this with the expression where he says أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ. Why don't you look? Why don't you contemplate? Why don't you think? Why don't you ponder? أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَعُودٍ. Why don't you look at this inexorable movement of time? Every new thing is made old. Every distant thing is brought near. Every promise of Allah, what promise? What is the essential? What is the epitome of the promises of Allah? That reality which Quran refers to as yaqeen, yaqeen. This word yaqeen, what does it, if you translate it, it means conviction. What does it mean in English? That inescapable reality which can never be denied. There have been factions throughout the ages that have denied everything. There was even one faction or group that denied their own existence. They said this world doesn't exist, everything is way on in the mind. There was even that faction of group that denied the existence of the Creator, atheists or agnostics, the father of whom is famous, Darwin, 1809 to 1883, lived. This is what happens when insan divests and frees himself of that ulum which emanated from the arsh of Allah and reached us through the agency of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What ulum? The ulum of Quran. That which Allah Himself says in the Quran, Tanzeel, Tanzeel. This expression, Tanzeel, when something momentous is about to happen, when we say, this is in English language, when something momentous is about to happen, the exclamation that is given at the outset, that something is coming, something prominent is about to occur, something magnanimous or magnificent is about to occur. This is the imagery contained in this expression, Tanzeel, Tanzeel. It is being revealed, it's coming. Min ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, kitabun fussilat ayatuhu, Qur'anan arabiyya, liqawmi ya'lamuna bashira wa nadira. Tanzeel, mimman khalaqa al-arda wa samawati al-ula, ar-Rahman ala al-arsh istawa. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى. الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. Tanzeel, the revelation. What type of revelation? What type of revelation? لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. Allah says, if you had to reveal it on a mountain, it would crush the mountain. It would rend the mountain asunder min khashyatillah, out of the fear of Allah. That amanat, somewhere Allah refers to it as amanat, inna aradna al-amanata ala samawati wal-ard wal-jibal fa'abayna an yahmilnaha wa ashfaqna minha wa hamalaha al-insan innahu kana ghaluman jahula. Allah says, we offered this amanat, this trust to the heavens and the earth. The heavens and the earth, ashfaqna minha. They were afraid of it. They feared it. Why? They feared they would not be able to fulfill the justice of it. They would not be able to fulfill the haqq of it, this Quran, this amanat, this trust, tanzeel. The heavens and the earth were afraid of it. Why? What type of amanat was it? That which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man ja'alahu amamahu saqahu ila al-jannah, wa man ja'alahu khalfahu qadahu ila al-nar, or kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that if my ummah will keep it in front of them, live their lives according to the dictates of this Quran, then saqahu ila al-jannah, this Quran will take them to Jannah. Wa man ja'alahu khalfahu, and if they will put it behind their backs, and Allah forgive us. Well, as I say, we are living in an era or period. Well, as I say, Quran ek na ashna peygam ban chuki. Quran has become an irrelevant message. The month of Ramadan, little bit Quran is there. Open a new shop or move into a new house or start a new business venture, for barakat, Quran is recited. But what was the day of the Qur'an? What was the night of the Qur'an? What is the message of the Qur'an? What is the dictates of the Qur'an? What is the akhlaq and character of the Qur'an? What the Qur'an wants from us? That consideration, that concern, this ummah, even the recognition of this responsibility has left the ummah. Like very often this example, we hear from our elders, one person, he went to Moli Sahib, he said, Moli Sahib, make dua for my son. So Moli Sahib says, Ya Allah, make the son of so and so Muazzin. So this person gets upset. He says, I told you to make dua, not bad dua. Moli, engineer, lawyer, doctor, scientist, biologist, so many other things you could have made dua. Muazzin. What they say, some places, Bangi Sahab. Doesn't even behove the member of the masjid to translate what that means also. Yet, this is indicative of the value systems of this ummah being upside down. This person gets angry. Why didn't you make dua? My son should become a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer. But what is the reality? What is the reality? لا يدود في قبره. لا يدود في قبره. Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the body of the doctor and the lawyer and the engineer will become the food and the fodder of the insects of the grave. Allah will make the body of a muazzin haram on the insects of the grave. أَطْوَلُ النَّاسِ عَنَاقًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْمُؤَذِّنُونَ. He said the people with the longest necks, this is an analogy to refer to the highest rank. Longest necks, in other words, the highest ranks. The people of the highest ranks on the day of judgment will be those who used to call out Adhan. On that day, an angel will make an announcement. Allah, Allah, listen, hearken, put up your ears. Allah, وَإِنَّكُمْ جَعَلْتُمْ نَسَبًا وَجَعَلْتُ نَسَبِي جَعَلْتُ أَكْرَمَكُمْ أَتْقَاكُمْ وَلَكِنْ أَبَيْتُمْ وَقُلْتُمْ إِنَّ فُلَانَ ابْنَ فُلَانٍ خَيْرٌ مِنْ فُلَانِ ابْنِ فُلَانٍ الْيَوْمَ أَبَوْ نَسَبَكُمْ وَأَرْفَعُ نَسَبِي أَيْنَ الْمُتَّقُونَ أَيْنَ الَّذِينَ تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ أَيْنَ الصَّائِمُونَ. That listen, you people had one basis of respect. What is your basis of respect? who was wearing the Hugo Boss suit, who was driving the fancy car, who had the 6 or 7 or 8 figure bank balance. This psychology which is being expounded or espoused by the batil propaganda machinery, 24 hours of every day, from all different directions, whether the schools or the media or the university or the so-called educational institutions, whether printed or digital or electronic media, from every direction, what is this? This machinery is relentlessly working. But they say, go to Zehn Sazi, to condition the minds, to influence the minds of this human being, what? That paisa ho to kaam banega. Paisa ho to kaam banega. Acquire the material wealth of this world. Acquire the riches, the attraction of this world. That which Quran says, inna ja'alna ma'al al-ardi zeenatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu amala. Allah says, we have beautified this world. We have made it attractive. The heart of this insan is attracted towards it. But why have you made it attractive? Not so that you make this the goal. Not so that your life revolves around this world. Allah says we made it attractive. Why? لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ In order to test you. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ How many places in the Quran? Allah says, we are testing you, testing you, testing you. In which direction does the heart of this insan go? Will it say labbaik to the invitation that is being exposed by shaitan and the agents of shaitan? Media is the agent of shaitan. Any voice or any call or any invitation that is taking you away from Allah, taking you away from qabr, taking you away from akhirat, instilling in your heart the importance of the temporary life of this world, causing you to erect idols of industry, idols of commerce, idols of gold, idols of silver, idols of the material wealth of this world, so that at the mantle or at the doorstep of these idols, every aspect of insaniyat, of humanity, every quality of mercy, of compassion, of kindness, is sacrificed. The rights of others are trampled upon. The rights of others are usurped. The recognition of who a sister is, who a mother is, the recognition of your fellow human being no longer remains. It will invite you to become a living embodiment of that warning of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يُبَالِ الْمَرْءُ مَا أَخَذَ أَمِنَ الْحَلَالِ أَمِنَ الْحَرَامِ He said, a time will come upon my ummah where they will not care how they are acquiring the wealth of this world. Who is being trampled, whose rights are being usurped, whether it is halal, whether it is haram, will mean nothing. As long as the coffers are being full, as long as the material passions and desires of this insan are being fulfilled, that will become the only consideration. Accountability before Allah. Accountability before Allah. The consciousness of Allah, the recognition of how temporary this life is, that will no longer be a consideration. Like Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, on one occasion, he passes a person in the marketplace of Medina. This person is selling milk. The milk One glance, Abu Huraira makes at it. He realizes the milk is diluted. Water has been added. Why? It will appear to be more. So more profit, more return. The fact that you are deceiving someone else, that consideration is not there. So what does Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala do? He says, Oh my brother, today he says to him, Oh my brother, you are selling this milk diluted with water today. Why don't you consider a day that is going to come? Why don't you consider a day that is going to come when the angels of Allah will be standing behind you with whoops in their hands, and they will say to you that separate the water from the milk. Separate the water from the milk. What about that day? What about the realization of that day? The angel on that day, the riwayat which I mentioned earlier, the announcement will be made that, listen, you people have one basis of respect. What? Acquire the material wealth of the world regardless of who you trample upon. Regardless of who you hurt, regardless of who you maim, regardless of who you oppress. Why your khuda, your idol has now become industry, it's become commerce, it's become the gold and silver of this world. This mentality, this thinking might appear to be crude, but there is a poem. The poet says, he says, يَمْشِ الْفَقِيرُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ ضِدُّهُ يَمْشِ الْفَقِيرُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ ضِدُّهُ تَرَاهُ مُزْغِضًا وَلَيْسَ بِمُذْنِبٍ يَرَى الْعَدَاوَةَ وَلَا يَرَى أَسْبَابَهَا حَتَّى أَنَّ الْكِلَابَ إِذَا رَأَتْ ذَا ثَرْوَةٍ خَلَعَتْ لَدَيْهِ وَحَرَّكَتْ أَذْنَابَهَا وَإِذَا رَأَتْ يَوْمًا فَقِيرًا غَابِرًا نَبَحَتْ عَلَيْهِ وَقَشَّرَتْ أَنْيَابَهَا. He says the poor man walks, what society calls him, a vagabond. I don't know what they call it in the UK. The poor man walks, his clothes are tattered and torn, his poverty is clear in his appearance. The whole world is against him. He says, يَمْشِ الْفَقِيرُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ ضِدُّهُ. The whole world is against him. People look down upon him, they scoff at him. No one gives him any respect or any recognition. تَرَاهُ مُنْغِذًا وَلَيْسَ بِمُذْنِبٍ. The poet says, he sees the dislike on your face, but he has not committed any crime. He hasn't done any wrong. يَرَى الْعَدَاوَةَ وَلَا يَرَى أَسْبَابَ. He sees your hatred, he does not realize the source of it. Such is this mentality. Paisa, acquire the material things of this world. Then you will be successful, then you will have recognition, then you will become somebody. That even the animals have been influenced by it. The poet says, the dog, when it sees the rich man, what does it do? It stretches out its forepaws and it wags its tail. And when the dog sees the poor man, what does it do? It starts barking at him and starts chasing him. So what is the poet saying? That this mentality, that the machinery of batil that is espousing, that insan ke qeemat bahar ke sarmaya se hote hai, that the value of this human being is by what is outside, not what is inside. The value of this human being should be determined by what is apparent. He says, this is the mentality of a dog, this is not the mentality of a human being. Insan ke qeemat andar ke sarmaya se hote. What was the taaleem of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? That the value of this human being is not determined by what is outside, what is inside. What is inside? Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Once he is walking, he was nahiful jism. Very, very thin. His bones were frail and thin. The wind blew, his lungi lifted up, his thin shins became exposed. One or two sahaba were sitting in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they saw the thin shins of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, they smirked or they giggled. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at them and said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ إِنَّهُمَا لَأَثْقَلُ فِي الْمِيزَانِ مِنْ جَبَلِ أُحُدٍ. By the qasam of that being, in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are looking down at the thin shins of Abdullah bin Mas'ud. By the qasam of my Allah, his two shins are more weightier on the scale of deeds than the mountain of Uhud. إِنَّكُمْ جَعَلْتُمْ نَسَبًا وَجَعَلْتُ نَسَبِي. That day the announcement will be made, you had one basis of respect, dignity and honor, we had one basis. What was your basis? That which is apparent. What was our basis? إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ أَتْقَاكُمْ. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most honored, the most dignified, the best amongst you is one who will develop the consciousness of Allah. One who will gain the closeness of Allah. Taqwa. The reality of qabr, the reality of akhirat, the reality of accountability. Al-yawma abaw nasabakum wa arfaw nasabi. On that day the angel will announce that today your basis of respect has come to an end. Our basis of respect is established. Ain al-muttaqoon, we are the people of taqwa. Ain al-ladhina tatajafa junubum anil madaji'. We are those who in the dead of night will get up and cry before Allah. We are those who have the consciousness of Allah. We are those who acquire the ulum of Quran. Inna fil jannati nahran. Inna fil jannati nahran. Ismuhu Rayyan. Alayhi madinatum min marjan. لَهُ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ بَابٍ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَفِضَّةٍ لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ. One is this world's recognition, one is the recognition which Allah has set up. On that day, what does my Nabi say? That in Jannah there is one stream. Its name is Riyan. Above it is the city of Marjan. The city of Marjan has 70,000 doors made out of gold and silver. And for whom Allah has kept it, لِحَامِ لِلْقُرْآنِ, for one who will acquire the knowledge of Qur'an. Where is the ta'alluq of this ummah today with Qur'an? The realization of Qur'an, what is the day of Qur'an? What is the night of Qur'an? What is Allah saying to us? Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Whenever I desired to talk to my Allah, I would read 2 rakat salah. And whenever I desired that my Allah should talk to me, I would recite Quran. This message of muhabbat, of love from Allah, the recognition of Allah, the marifat of Allah, who is Allah? This consciousness, this realization to dawn upon us. There was a Jamaat from Qatar in South Africa recently, from the royal family. There was one brother from the royal family, very elderly. We had one program in Spingo Beach, which is a suburb of Durban, at somebody's house. This elderly person, progeny of Sahaba, but distance from deen and the effort of deen. He was giving bayan broken, very broken, there was translation taking place. I was standing in the back, his son, spent many years in Tabligh, had been to South Africa a few times before also, in Jamaat. He was telling me, Malisab, he says, today is the first time in the life of my father that he is giving a dini bayan. Elderly person. And he says, for you to appreciate what a miracle this is, he says, when I was growing up as a young boy, if my father saw me reading Quran, he would get angry. And he would say, why are you wasting your time? Get involved in your academic books. Distance from the Quran. When the reality of this life will enter, then even those who, very often we have this excuse. What's the excuse? Arabic, I don't understand. These are Arabs. The language is Arabic, yet upset with his child, why he is reading Quran. When the effort of deen will not take place. When the effort of deen will come out of the lines. uloom, such uloom. Allah has kept in the Quran that he said once after Isha Salah in Kufa, Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who started making tafsir of Surah Fatiha. He started after Isha, the azan for Fajr was called out and the tafsir of the Ba of Bismillah had not been completed. He said, Allah has given me such knowledge, that if I had to dictate to you and you had to write down the tafsir of Surah Fatiha on scrolls, you will require 70 camels just to transport the scrolls. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi, when he begins to write the tafsir of Quran, famous tafsir, in Surah Fatiha, one surah of the Quran, in his tafsir he writes down 10,000 masail. 10,000 masail from one surah of the Quran. Bakhrun la sahila lahu. This is that ocean, limitless ocean. Kalam Allah, the kalam of Allah. Where is the attachment of the ummah today with Quran? Where is the recognition of Quran? Where is the value for deen in ummah? Such an effort of batil, such an effort of the temporary things of this world has been made. That concern, that worry, that attachment has come out of the ummah. Coming back to what we were saying, Allah's greatness, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, Allah's azmat. What do we have? Words. Words can never do justice. This puny intellect of this insan can never appreciate the greatness of Allah. La yashtamilu alayhi zaman. Allah is free of time. What we say forever. Forever is a very long period of time. Allah is above time. 1 million years ago, now, and 1 million years from now, for Allah is equal. There is no past tense, present tense, future tense for Allah. Ashab al-Kahf, those youngsters, they went into the cave. They went to sleep. How long did they sleep? How long is it possible to sleep? 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours? Head will pain, back will pain, you need to relieve yourself, you'll get hungry. When they wake up, Surah Kahf, وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. A conversation ensues. How long did we sleep? Someone says one day, someone says a portion of one day. What was the reality? وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِئَةٍ سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعًا. Quran says they slept for 309 years. 309 years. Yet what was ajeeb? What was astonishing? That youngster that hypothetically went to sleep at the age of 15, wakes up 309 years later. His age is not 324, his age is still 15. Why? Because outside the cave the clock ticked. Inside the cave Allah stopped time. Time is Allah's makhluk. Time is Allah's creation. Allah Himself is above time. These are words which we use to describe Allah. These words can never do justice in describing the magnificence of Allah. Ali radiallahu ta'ala, we mentioned earlier, such uloom Allah gave him, such uloom. And ulama say this was the barakat of the lu'ab mubarak, of the mubarak saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his mubarak saliva in the mouth of Ali radiallahu ta'ala. As a result of which, ulama say, يَتَفَجَّرُ الْعِلْمُ مِنْ جَوَانِبِهِ وَتَنْتِقُ الْحِكْمَةُ عَنْ نَوَاحِيهِ. The ulum of deen would flow from the limbs of Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Hikmat would pour from the vestiges of his being. On one occasion, he is giving khutbah in Yemen. One person stands up and he says, Ali, I have a question for you. What is your question? Hal tara rabbak, Ali, have you seen Allah? Have you seen Allah? lot of times people have underlying motivations behind questions. Not everybody is innocent. Not everybody is sincere. Sometimes you get different types of questions also. Sometimes it's better not to ask a question also. I'm just digressing. There was one Hanafi Mazhab, two students of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, very famous Imam Abu Yusuf and Imam Muhammad. They said once in the class of Imam Muhammad, there was one student for 6 months, he never asked a single question. So one day Imam Muhammad got upset with him. He says, 6 months have passed, you're not asking any questions. How do I know you're even understanding what I'm saying? Why don't, has no question occurred to you? 6 months and never asked one question? So he says, now that you are insisting, there is one question I've got. So he says, what's your question? He says, you told us that when the sun sets, we must pray Maghrib Salam. What happens if the sun doesn't set? So he looked at him and he said, Sukutuka khairum min kalamik. For you to keep quiet is better than asking. Because how little you knew, I now only realized that now that you've asked a question. So sometimes it's better not to ask questions. Sometimes people have other motives when asking questions. So this person that asked this question, Hal tara rabbak, O Ali, have you seen your Allah? He had inad, dushmani, enmity for Ali radiallahu anhu. He was not sincere, he had an ulterior motive. Why? Because the reality is, what does Quran tell us? لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارِ وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارِ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرِ. The magnificence of Allah is such that the eyeballs cannot encompass Allah. The eyeballs cannot, Allah is beyond sight. Musa alayhi salam, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. Allah, reveal yourself to me, I want to look at you. لَن تَرَانِي, O Musa, you will not be able to look at me. لَن تَرَانِي, وَلَكِنْ انظُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلْ فَإِنِ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي. What does Allah Ta'ala say to Musa alayhi salam? You will not be able to look at me. In this world, impossible. Whenever I look at the mountain, if the mountain can bear my tajalli, then you will be able to see me. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلْ جَعَلَهُ دَكَّى وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. One tiny, tiny, tiny part of the tajalliyat of Allah was directed towards that mountain and the entire mountain turned to dust. وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. Musa a.s. fell down unconscious. Mufassirin say 40 days he remained in a state of unconsciousness. Not even the direct, the reflection of the tiny tajalli of Allah. 40 days he was rendered unconscious. This was the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma rzuqni lazzat al-nazri ila wajhik. Wallah, grant me the lazzat, the ecstasy of being able to look directly at you in Jannah. The eyes of this insan, it is said one millimeter of the eye can accept 30,000 separate points of light in 1 second. Hundred and thirty million receptors for light Allah has kept in the eye of each human being. 130 million. At the back of the eye there is a tiny hole. That hole, what is the size of it? Quarter of a millimeter. And through that hole, a cable is passing. Each 10 receptors have one cable. So 130 million receptors for light, a cable with 1.3 million wires is passing through a hole the size quarter of a millimeter. When this human being will divest himself of the ulum of Qur'an, when he will remove Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the equation, then we will get so-called intellectuals and giants of science like Darwin, who lived from 1809 to 1883, Remove Allah and His Rasul from the equation. So what conclusion did he arrive at? That my grandfather was a monkey. In the name of science, how is it conceivable? Just one ni'mat of Allah. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Allah says, if you have to enumerate, if you have to ponder, if you have to reflect over just one ni'mat of Allah, one bounty of Allah, لَا تُحْصُوهَا, you will never be able to do justice. The kidney, what is the size? How big is the kidney? The size of a walnut. I don't know if you get walnuts in UK. Call it a few almonds. Size of a walnut. What does it have? 1 million strainers. 1 million tiny holes. 1 million tiny holes Allah has kept in an object the size of a walnut. What is its job? To cleanse the blood. The urine is sent down, the pure blood is sent back. Why do the holes not get clogged? Your small drainage system. How many times do you have to use drain power or whatever it is to clean it? 1 million tiny holes, why don't they get clogged? And around that kidney are blood vessels. Call it a rope. How long the rope? 72 kilometers long. A rope 72 kilometers is wrapped around an object the size of a walnut, and that object has 1 million strainers in it. Ask yourself logically, which urologist can possibly know what is going on in the kidney? Or endocrinologist, what? Is it possible for him to know? A walnut with 1 million strainers wrapped with a rope 72 kilometers long. Obviously, the doctor is not going to admit he doesn't know what's going on. I've got no problem with doctors. Nothing personal. In fact, there's one doctor in Tabligh, I met him a few years ago. He probably mentioned the most intelligent thing I've ever heard a doctor say. He says, Mauli Sahab, we have the best profession. So I said, what do you mean? He says, Allah gives the shifa and we charge the bill. What better profession? Like one person, he phones the doctor up, he says, doctor, I'm walking. So the doctor says, I knew I'll get you to walk. I knew, I told you, I'm a good doctor. He says, when I got your bill, I had to sell my car, I was forced to walk. One 70-year-old man, he goes to the doctor, urine has stopped. Harun Rashid was a Khalifa, ruling 3 continents. Those who are familiar with geography, what is the size of this Khilafat? From Baghdad to Kashmir, from Baghdad to southern France, from Baghdad to Portugal, from Baghdad to Senegal and Chad in northern Africa. Such a vast kingdom, one ruler. It is mentioned about him when he would see a rain cloud. He would say, Umturi haythu shit. وَسَيُجْبَى إِلَيَّ خَرَاجُكِ. Rain wherever you want, the produce from your rain will still be in the kingdom of Harun. Such a kingdom he had. Once he meets Muhammad bin Simak, rahmatullahi alayhi, muhaddith, and he says to him, إِذْنِي, give me nasihat, advise me. So Muhammad bin Simak says to him, that, oh Harun, tell me, once he would like as a sport to go for hunting. Obviously, being the king, you wouldn't go alone. You'd go with the entourage. So he says, you went hunting and then you got separated from your entourage. You were alone now. No food, no provisions. You started getting very, very thirsty. You reached the brink of starvation. Somebody came, they had a bowl of water and they offered it to you. What would you pay for it? He says, I'm on the brink of starvation. That is my only hope of life. Or thing he missed from Mulki, I'll give him half my kingdom. So he says, okay, Harun, you drank the water. Then it got stuck. Got stuck. Excruciating pain. Allah protect us. But those whose urine stops, the time of pain they undergo, makes one realize just one ni'mat of Allah, one favor of Allah, the value of it. So he says, your urine got stuck. You couldn't relieve yourself. Someone came and he told you he can relieve you. What would you pay him? He says, "Atihi nisfa mulki, I'll give him half my kingdom." Then Muhammad bin Simak smiled and he said, "Inna mulkan qimatu nisfihi ash-shurba wa qimatu nisfihi al-bawla la khaliqun alla yatanafas fi." Then, "Oh Harun, that kingdom, half of which is equal to a bowl of water and half of which is equal to a bowl of urine, how is it that you disobey Allah in seeking such a kingdom? What value is it? What price tag are you going to put on the ni'mat of Allah? How are you going to purchase the ni'mat of Allah? One person with the combined wealth of the entire world going to the marketplace and try and purchase one eye. One ni'mat of Allah, one bounty of Allah. Try and purchase one eye. Throw millions of dollars at the scientists. Hire out the laboratories of the world. And tell them from now till Qiyamah, manufacture one eye for you. By the qasam of my Allah, they won't manufacture 1 millimeter of an eye also. What price tag are we going to put on the ni'mat of Allah? When Allah's Muazzin calls out, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." What is this batil propaganda machinery telling us? That if you don't have a PhD, or you don't have a university degree, or you haven't achieved some worldly status or position, then you are jahil, you are ignorant. By the qasam of my Allah, that is not jahalat. That is not ignorance. What does Quran say? Qul, very rarely in Quran you will find this type of expression. Where Allah says, Qul, أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدْ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدْ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any invocation, any incantation, any invitation to the ghayr of Allah is jahalat. Any ulum or knowledge which takes you away from Allah, no matter what society may call it, no matter what label they may put upon it, what does Quran say? أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ It is jahalat. Jahalat is not jahalat of university. Nothing wrong with university degrees, don't worry. Nothing wrong with that. Acquire it, no problem. Acquire it. But acquire it in the light of Quran. Acquire it in the light of the consciousness of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Acquire it in the light of taking you closer to Allah, not away from Allah. Acquire it with the correct yaqeen and conviction. Why? Because if Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is removed from the equation, then that is not knowledge, that is jahalat, that is such jahalat, such ignorance, that the one who will acquire that knowledge, having removed the consciousness of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the equation, by the qasam of my Allah, will not become a source of benefit, he will become a zalim. He will become an oppressor. As a lawyer or as a judge, he will sell his position, sell his position. The innocent will suffer and the guilty will walk free. As a father, he will become an oppressor to his children. As a mother, she will be an oppressor. Whichever facet of society he may occupy, if Allah and His Rasul is removed from the equation, it will not be a source of rahat and peace, it will be a source of oppression. It is only the conviction of qabr, only the conviction of akhirat, only the conviction of accountability in the court of Allah that is going to cause this insan to consider those that is around him. To become a source of rahat and peace to those that are around him. This was the effort which Anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam made to instill the consciousness of Allah. Who is Allah? The recognition of Allah. The awareness of Allah, the sifat and the attributes of Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah's Muazzin calls out, my respected brothers, by the qasam of my Allah, the one who doesn't have a PhD or university degree is not jahil. The most jahil and the most ignorant nation on the surface of this earth is the nation that is jahil of Allah. Jahil of qabr, jahil of akhirat, more jahil Then the one who hears Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and that call does not cause him to go towards the masjid more jahil than if there is no one. Jahalat is jahil of Allah, of the pukar of Allah. What does the college student say? It was difficult for me to take my shoes out to make wudu, so I made my salah qaza. The doctor says, I was busy with my patients. The housewife says, I was busy with my homely chores. Yet what did my Nabi say? What did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said, Al-Jafa, Al-Jafa, Kull Al-Jafa. This Arabic expression, Jafa Kash, means what? Al-Jafa means the height of ignorance and arrogance. The height of ignorance and arrogance. The total lack of consideration for anyone but oneself. That is what is meant by Jafa. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the greatest and most ignorant person of my ummah, Al-Jafa, Kull Al-Jafa, the source of every arrogance and every ignorance. Like the other day, a few years ago in Gush, we met one person. What did he say? He says, I will not go to the masjid and so what? I will not go to the masjid and so what? Who is he challenging? Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions the incident in Najran. There was one youngster, 6 foot tall, the embodiment of physical attributes. You know, nowadays, this gymming has become a like a sickness, like a drug. I am gymming. 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours a day. Some people even their masculinity is gone in the gym. Then they will take this substance and that substance. Become a muscle man. Stand in front of the mirror and look in different directions. Preening, admiring himself. Youngster, 6 foot tall, prime of youth, physical attributes that everyone aspires for. One day he stands up in the masjid, everyone is looking. One elderly person looks at him and says, look at the favor that Allah has bestowed upon you. This youngster in his arrogance, what does he say? He says, my youth and my physical appearance is such that even Allah is impressed by it. No sooner he says this, not an ordinary person. A muhaddis and a muallik of the caliber of Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions this incident. No sooner this youngster says this, there were hundreds of eyewitnesses, the body of this youngster started shrinking and shrinking and shrinking and shrinking and shrinking till it came down to the size of a thumb. And the family of this youngster picked him up and took him away from the masjid. Allah does not like it that Allah should be challenged. Otherwise the clemency, the mercy, the rope which Allah gives is plenty. Nabi Muhammad ﷺ said, Al-Jafa, Kull Al-Jafa, the arrogant one, the height of arrogance. Sahaba asked, man, they were shocked, who is it? Who is it? He said, man sami'a nida falam yujib. Man sami'a nida falam yujib, the one who heard the azan being called out and failed to come to the masjid. More arrogant than him, there is no one. What price tag? What price tag are you going to put on the ni'mat, on the bounties of Allah? 70-year-old man, urine stops, he goes to the doctor. Doctor puts the pipe or whatever. Then he presents the bill, the old man starts crying. Doctor feels sorry for him. Says, okay, this one is on the house. Says, I'm not crying because I can't afford your bill. Why are you crying? He says, 70 years of my life, there was one zat and one being that was doing this for me. He never charged me. Today, a human being is doing it for me. Already, he wants payment. One ni'mat of Allah, 1.3 million wires, cable, passing through a hole the size quarter of a millimeter at the back of the eye. At the back is the retina. time an image falls on it, the muscles controlling it flex to clear it so that the next image can fall on it. This flexing occurs 100,000 times every day. It is the same muscles that will be put into the leg. It is the equivalent of walking 80 kilometers every day. That is the function that these eyes, without getting tired, are carrying out. Equivalent, the muscles behind the eyes are working equivalent to walking 80 kilometers, yet you don't get tired. 10 three-dimensional pictures every second, 800,000 pictures every day these eyes are taking. And what dua did my Nabi make? Oh Allah, bless these eyes with being able to look directly at you in Jannah. That is the goal of these eyes. Not to look at this, the eye candy of this world. Like the youngster, what he says? His eyes fall on what he shouldn't be looking at. Then he says, I must have her. I'm ashik. Pagal ho gaya. Diwana ho gaya. Leila Majnu. Mai, she's not munasib for you. The background is not right. Consider your akhirat. Consider your deen. The parents are not happy. He says, no, I'll commit suicide. I must have her. And then when he gets her, what happens? Barely 1 month passes and already they start fighting. Why? The bunyad was incorrect. They say they caught. Before marriage, they caught. So after marriage, they end up in court, divorce court. These eyes, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ يَبْنَ آدَمْ جَعَلْتُ لَكَ عَيْنَيْنِ وَجَعَلْتُ لَهُمُ الْغِطَاءَ فَانْظُرْ بِعَيْنَيْكَ مَا أَحْلَلْتُهُ لَكَ فَإِنْ عَرَضَ لَكَ مَا حَرَّمْتُهُ عَلَيْكَ أَطْبِقْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْغِطَاءَ حديث قدسي. My Nabi said, Allah says, O Ibn Adam, I gave you two eyes and I place veils over those eyes. When that which I made haram comes in front of you, drop the veil. Drop the veil. Drop the veil. Protect these eyes from looking at that which I made haram upon you. And what will I give you? What will I give you? What will I give you? I will enable you to look directly at me in Jannah. Not only that, I will make your nikahul-hu, وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورِ الْعِينِ. I will marry you with the maidens of Jannah. Stay away from the haram of this world. Thirty thousand separate points of light in 1 second. 1 millimeter of the eye can accept, yet what are these eyes? What are these eyes when compared to the ru'yat of Allah in Jannah? Ikrama rahimahullah. In the riwayat, Ibn Kasir rahimahullah is the narrator of this riwayat. In his tafsir, he says, لَوْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ نُورَ الْجَمِيعَ أَبْصَارِ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِّ وَالطَّيْرِ وَالدَّوَابِ فِي عَيْنِ عَبْدٍ ثُمَّ كَشَفَ حِجَابًا وَاحِدًا مِنْ سَبْعِينَ حِجَابًا دُونَ الشَّمْسِ لَمَا اسْتَطَاعَ الْأَرْضُ أَنْ يَنْظُرَ إِلَيْهَا. You are able to see because of the nur which Allah has placed in each eye. 130 million receptors for light in each eye. Nur Allah has placed. He says, if Allah took the nur, not only of your eyes, not the eyes of your neighbor also, Allah took the nur of the eyes of every human being on the surface of this earth. 6 billion insan, plus minus, the nur of all their eyes, Allah took it. And then not only your eyes, the eyes of the falcon, the eyes of the eagle, the eyes of the hawk, the eyes of the birds, the eyes of the animal, the eyes of the cheetah, the lion, the wolf, the leopards. The eyes of every insect, every animal, every bird, every jinn, every insan. Millions and billions and billions and billions of the makhluk of Allah. Allah collected the nur of all the eyes and placed it in the eyes of one person. And then between you and the sun there are 70 veils to protect you. Allah removed just one veil, with the combined nur of every insan, jinnat, bird, insect and animal, you would not be able to look at the sun. وَنُورُ الشَّمْسِ جُزْءٌ مِّن سَبْعِينَ جُزْءًا مِّن نُورِ الْكُرْسِي. And the nur of the sun is only 1/70th of the nur of Allah's kursi. ونور الكرسي جزم من سبعين جزم من نور العرش. And the nur of Allah's kursi is only 1/70th of the nur of Allah's arsh. ونور العرش جزم من سبعين جزم من نور الستر. And the nur of Allah's arsh is only 1/70th of the nur of Allah's arsh. The nur of Allah's arsh is only 1/70th of the nur of one of the 70,000 veils in front of Allah. He says, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا آتَ اللَّهُ عَبْدَهُ مِنَ النُّورِ فِي عَيْنَيْهِ وَقْتَ النَّظْرِ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْكَرِيمِ عَيَانًا. He says, consider, ponder, reflect, contemplate, realize what is the nur that Allah will place in the eyes of the Jannati to enable him to look directly at Allah in Jannah. What will be the nur that Allah will place that will enable him to look at Allah? Allama Ghazali rahimahullah, in a riwayat, the sanad is da'if, but I'm mentioning it anyway. He said, the first gaze, such is the beauty, such is the magnificence, such is the munificence, such is the glory of my Allah, that this Jannati will stare, transfix, the first gaze at Allah in Jannat will last 80,000 years. 80,000 years he will not be able to move his face, his gaze, away from Allah. Such is the beauty of Allah, such is the lazzat, such is the ecstasy that Allah has kept in looking directly at Allah in Jannat. What is the magnificence of Allah? What is the majesty of Allah? This person asked Ali radiallahu anhu, Hal tara rabbak? Ali, have you seen Allah? Ali radiallahu anhu, realizing the motivation behind the question, answers in a similar vein. He says, Ma kuntu a'budu rabban lam arahu. If I had not seen Allah, I would not have worshipped Allah. If I had not seen Allah, I would not have worshipped Allah. This Yemeni is shocked now. Why this doesn't make sense? I was trying to make a fool of him, he's made a fool of me. Quran says, لَا تُنْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارِ وَهُوَ يُنْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارِ. The eyeballs cannot encompass Allah. What is Ali saying? I would not have worshipped Allah if I had not seen him. What do you mean? The whole majma is shocked. What does Ali radiallahu anhu say? He goes on to explain. He says, لَمْ تَرَهُ الْعُيُونِ بِمُشَاهَدَةِ الْآيَانِ وَلَكِنْ رَأَتْهُ الْقُلُوبِ بِحَقِيقَةِ الْإِيمَانِ. Rabbi أَحَدٌ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ أَحَدٌ لَا نِدَّ لَهُ فَرْضٌ لَا مِثْلَهُ لَمْ يُدْرَكْ بِالْحَوَاسِ وَلَا يُقَاسُ بِالْقِيَاسِ. He says, I have not seen Allah with my physical eyes, but I have seen Allah with the eye of my heart through the reality of my iman. My Rabb is one, there is no partner with him. My Rabb is unique, there is no similitude with him. My Rabb is one, there is no example like him. لَمْ تُدْرَكْ بِالْحَوَاسِ وَلَا يُقَاسُ بِالْقِيَاسِ. The defective senses of insan can never perceive the majesty of Allah, nor can his logic ever do justice to describing Allah. Allah's greatness, Allah's majesty, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara. Insan, this human being, has no other purpose in this world. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, I have not created insan, I have not created jinnah for any other purpose. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, except that they worship me. Mufassirin explained, أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ, they make the ma'rifat of Allah. Recognize who is Allah. The qibla, the direction of this heart has to become Allah. أَنْبِيَا عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first fundamental, primary effort that every Nabi of Allah made was to instill this conviction of La ilaha illallah in the heart of this insan, to break down the barriers, break down the idols, break down the allegiance, break down the reliance, break down the trust, break down the ability of this heart to take effect from any ghaib, and to make the direction of this heart one Allah. The doer is Allah, the maker is Allah, the giver is Allah, the controller is Allah, the one who gives life is Allah, the one who gives death is Allah, the one who raises up is Allah, the one who brings down is Allah. Awwal Allah, Akhir Allah, Zahir Allah, Batin Allah, Muhaymin Allah, Aziz Allah, Jabbar Allah, Mutakabbir Allah, خالق اللہ، مصور اللہ، غفار اللہ، قہار اللہ، رزاق اللہ، فتاح اللہ، علیم اللہ، خافض اللہ، رافع اللہ، معز اللہ، مذل اللہ، سمیع اللہ، بصیر اللہ، حکم اللہ، عدل اللہ، لطیف اللہ، خبیر اللہ، قل ان صلاتی ونسکی ومحیای ومماتی للہ رب العالمین. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my salah, my sacrifices, my living, my dying is only for Allah. Only for Allah. Insan has no other purpose, no other object, but that Allah has to become matloob, Allah has to become maqsood, Allah has to become the goal, Allah has to become the direction. This tongue has to become wet. Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what la yazaluk lisanuka ratban bi zikrillah. He said, your tongue must be wet with the zikr of Allah. This does not mean only take a tasbih and say subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. No, wet with the zikr of Allah, with the talk of Allah, with the da'wah of Allah, with the invitation of Allah. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahab, rahmatullah, used to say, hum isliye nahi kehte hai ki Allah ki barai bayan karo, kyunki ye ek scheme hai, jiske zariye se hum logon ko chille aur teen chille ke liye taiyar karenge. We are not saying to you, speak of Allah's greatness, because this is some scheme that the Tabligh Jamaat has thought up to prepare people to go for chilla and three chilla. No! Hum isliye kehte hai ki Allah ki barai bayan karo, kyunki Allah ka haq hai ki uski tarah na kiya jaye. We are saying to you, speak of Allah's greatness, because it is the right of Allah. It is the right of Allah. It is the right of Allah that His praises should be sung. Makhlooq ka zikr bimari hai. Khaliq ka zikr uski ilaj hai. To talk of the creation is a sickness. To talk of ghairullah is a sickness. To talk of ghairullah is darkness, is zulmat, is stench. This is why Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah used to say, all the darkness, all the gutters, all the filth, all the stench of this world, the garbage of this world, put together, its combined stench does not equal the stench of incorrect yaqeen in the heart of one Muslim. Allah's very image has come into his heart. That blackness, that zulmat, that darkness, there is no darkness in this world that can compare with that. The noor of this heart, the enlightenment of this heart is to bring Allah, the recognition of Allah, the realization of who is Allah in this heart, for the qibla of this heart to become Allah. That which Quran says, فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Turn to no one but Allah. Turn to no one but Allah. Turn to no one but Allah. Stretch this hand out only before Allah. This conviction, this yaqeen, this reality, this insan has to leave this world with, then his qabr is successful, his akhirat is successful, his jannat is guaranteed. On the other hand, Allah protect us. My respected brothers, he can have all the wealth of this world, all the material achievement of this world, the kingdoms of this world, the position of this world, the status of this world, but if he has not found Allah, if he has not found Allah, the qibla of this heart has not become Allah, his living is not for Allah, his dying is not for Allah, that which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, man ahabba lillah, wa abghada lillah, wa ata lillah, wa mana lillah, faqad istakmal al-iman. He who loves for Allah's sake, hates for Allah's sake, gives for Allah's sake, withholds for Allah's sake, faqad istakmal al-iman, his iman is kamil. This is kamal iman. If he acquires everything of this world and he has not found Allah, then a greater loser than him there is no one. A greater loser than him there is no one. The greatest welfare work digging wells is welfare. Spending on the poor is welfare. Being a source of service to humanity is welfare. Showing generosity is welfare. This is matloob, this is maqsood of iman. But my respected brothers, the greatest welfare, the greatest benefactor of humanity was Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you but as a mercy, as a source of compassion to humanity. And what was the greatest legacy of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that he introduced insaniyat to Allah. He introduced insaniyat to Allah. There is no darkness, there is no loss, there is no oppression, there is no lack of direction. in this world that is greater than the loss experienced by that human being who has not recognized Allah. This heart to be devoid of Allah, to be devoid of the recognition of Allah, this expression Allah, Allah, by the qasam of my Allah, there is nothing that will cause the cause of this heart to reverberate like this expression, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, taking Allah's name. Allah has made this world a place of dukkh, a place of calamity, a place of loss, a place of sickness, a place of affliction, a place of difficulty, a place of hardship. Generally, across the board, that is the rule of this world. But when a human being raises his hands and says, Ya Allah, Allahumma, he takes Allah's name. He calls out to Allah, more than half of his dukkh and pain is already dissolved. There is no greater marham, there is no greater solace, there is no greater comfort for this heart, for the soul, for the ruh of this insan, than being connected to Allah, than recognizing Allah, than turning towards Allah. This is the goal, this is the direction. One Jamaat from Pakistan, there was a doctor in the Jamaat. They were in America. A group of youngsters came. They wanted to accept Islam. They started reciting the Shahadat. Ashhadu an la ilaha. The moment the youngster said, Illallah, he caught hold of his chest. That doctor got worried. What happened? Have you got a heart attack? What has happened? The youngster said, from the time Allah gave me understanding, from the time of that I grew to a level of maturity where I could perceive, I sensed a blackness, I sensed a hole, I sensed an emptiness in my chest. Today when I said, Illallah, I felt the light filling up my chest. The greatest service to humanity is to link this insan to Allah. This was the maqsad of Anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam. This was the primary goal of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Musa alayhi, more than several thousand years before this ummah could come into existence, Allah Ta'ala sends wahi to Musa alayhi salam. Oha Allahu Ta'ala ila Musa Nabi Bani Israel anna fi ummati Muhammad la rijal yaqumuna ala kulli sharafin wawad yunadun bi shahadati an la ilaha illallah. Allah sends wahi to Musa alayhi salam that in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam there will be men. What is the shi'ar of the ummah? What is the symbol of the ummah? How will you recognize the ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? What does Allah Ta'ala say to Musa alayhi salam? You will find them on every high ground, every low ground, every street, every gully, every alley. What will they be doing? Yunadun bi shahadati an la ilaha illallah. They will be inviting humanity to Allah. They will be taking the name of Allah. They will be giving the da'wah of La ilaha illallah. Yunadun bi shahadati an la ilaha illallah. And what will Allah give them? Fajaza'uhum jaza'ul anbiya. Allah says to Musa alayhi salam, I will reward them like I reward anbiya alayhi salam. I will reward them like I reward anbiya. Why? Because this was the task of anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. On the mantle of this da'wah, what qurbani, what sacrifice did not Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam undergo? No stone was left unturned. Married to the richest woman in Makkah, Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha. This was that Nabi, such maqam, such status Allah gave him. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He used to sing poems in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, what does he do? He says, أَغَرَّ عَلَيْهِ لِلنُّبُوَّةِ خَاتَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَشْهُودُ يَلُوهُ وَيُشْهِدُ وَضَمَّ الْإِلَهُ إِسْمَ النَّبِيِّ إِلَىٰ إِسْمِهِ إِذَا قَالَ فِي الْخَمْسِ الْمُؤَذِّنُ أَشْهَدُ وَشَقَّ لَهُ مِنْ إِسْمِهِ لِيُجِلَّهُ فَذُو الْعَرْشِ مَحْمُودُ وَهَذَا مُحَمَّدُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said the seal of Nubuwwat glittered on the back of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a shining testimony that this was the Nabi of Allah. وَضَمَّ الْإِلَهُ إِسْمَ النَّبِيِّ إِلَىٰ إِسْمِهِ. Allah joined the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his name. إِذَا قَالَ فِي الْخَمْسِ الْمُؤَذِّنُ أَشْهَدُ. And this is attested to by the Muazzin 5 times every day. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And immediately, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. وَشَقَّ لَهُ مِنْ إِسْمِهِ لِيُجِلَّهُ. Allah broke off. Look at the analogy of Hassan رضي الله عنه. He says, وَشَقَّ لَهُ مِنْ إِسْمِهِ. Allah broke off a portion of his name for the name of his Nabi. Allah broke off a portion of his name for the name of his Nabi. Fadul Arshi Mahmood. So that the owner of the Arsh is Mahmood Allah, and he is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a Nabi, such maqam, such status. Look at the cognizance that Allah gives of this in his Quran. The name of Allah with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never to be separated. لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي استجيبوا لله ولرسوله آمنوا بالله ورسوله كفروا بالله ورسوله ومن يشاقق الله والرسول ومن يحادد الله والرسول ومن يطع الله والرسول براءة من الله ورسوله أذان من الله ورسوله والله ورسوله أحق أن يرضوا. Throughout the Quran, Allah, His Rasul, Allah, His Rasul, Allah, His Rasul, Allah takes cognizance of this, the name of Allah with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, Bahrul Ulum, an ocean of knowledge. What, how does he explain this? The name of Allah with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never to be separated. Fil adhan wal iqama wal tashahud wa yawm al jumu'ati ala al manabir wa yawm al fitr wa yawm al adha wa inda al jimar wa fi safa wal marwa wa fi khutbat al nikah wa fi mashariq al ard wa magharibiha. He says the name of Allah with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never to be separated, not in adhan, not in iqamat, not in tashahud, in every salah, not on the khutbah of the day of Jumu'ah, not on the day of Eid al-Fitr, not on the day of Eid al-Adha, not in Mina, not in Arafah, not in the khutbah of Nikah, and not in the east or the west, till Qiyamah, will the name of Allah ever be separated from the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a Nabi, such maqam, such status, married to the richest woman in Mecca, Sayyidina Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Her caravans used to go to foreign countries for trade and commerce. Yet the day comes that he stands on Mount Safa, calls out to Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ مَا أَمْسَى لِآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ صُفَّةٌ مِّن دَقِيقٍ وَلَا كَفَّةٌ مِّن شَعِيرٍ. O Jibreel, by the qasam of that being, in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there isn't one grain of wheat or one strand of barley. Nothing. Nothing was left in the home. Everything was given. Everything was given. Richest woman in Makkah. The home was empty. The home was empty. On the mantle of what? On the mantle of connecting this humanity to Allah. On the mantle of dawah. On the mantle of the pain and the concern for the akhirat of humanity. For one person to be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat. For that worry, for that concern, everything was given. His wife, first qurbani taken from her. First qurbani taken from her. The bunyad is being shown to the ummah till Qiyamah. What is the basis of this family unit? What is the bunyad of the relationship with one's wife? She is a wife second. She is your partner second. First, she is your helper in the work of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha, it comes in one riwayat. After the first revelation comes down, he comes to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. What does he say to her? Man adu, man yastajib. 360 idols in Baytullah. 360 idols in Kaabatullah. And Allah is saying, tell them one Allah is doing. One Allah is the maker. One Allah is the giver. One Allah is the controller. Who am I going to call? Man adu. Man yastajib. Who is going to listen? What was he doing? He was giving her da'wah. What does she say? Ya Rasulullah, anta awwalu man tad'u wa ana awwalu man astajib. You be the first to give the da'wah, I will be the first to say labbaik to your da'wah. I will be the first to say labbaik to your da'wah. And from that day, every qurbani possible Khadija gives. And no stone is left unturned. To such an extent, Bukhari Sharif riwayat, Jibreel comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Nabi, Khadija is on her way to you. Look at this analogy. Khadija is on her way to you. She is carrying some food for you. She has exerted herself greatly for the sake of your deen. Allah has sent me to convey His salams to Khadija. Allah has, Jibreel says, Allah has sent me. Abu Bakr radiallahu, many years later, salams of Allah came. First personality of this ummah to receive salam from Allah was Khadija radiallahu anha. When everything was given. When everything was placed on the mantle of qurbani and sacrifice, when she kept back nothing, Allah has sent me with these salams. And not only that, Khadija has suffered greatly for the sake of your deen, O my Nabi. Allah has sent me with these salams, and Allah has sent me to inform you, to give Khadija the basharat and glad tidings that her home in Jannah is already prepared. La sakhaba fihi wa la ta'ab. There she will know no tiredness, no pain, no discomfort. In this world she has suffered. In this world she has suffered for what? For the hidayat of this ummah. For the cry of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such a cry that brings this day that he stands on Mount Safa and he says, by Allah's qasam, there isn't one grain of wheat or one strand of barley left in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إِذْ سَمِعَ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَجِبًا. A thunderous explosion is heard. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes concerned. Ya Jibreel, أَمَرَ اللَّهُ سَاعَةً أَن تَقُومُ. Has Allah ordered Qiyamah? Has Allah ordered Qiyamah? No! Your call has reached the Arsh of Allah. Your call has reached the Arsh of Allah. And Allah has sent down an angel who, Israfil alayhi salam, Sahib al-Sur, the one who holds the trumpet in his mouth, Kayfa an'am, wa qad iltaqama Sahib al-Qarn, wa hana jabhatahu, wa asgha sam'ahu, yantadir, mata an yumar fa yanfuh. We are planning and planning and planning so that the plans of dunya never come to an end. We are planning for the future. This investment, this worry of this world. What does my Nabi say? Kayfa an'am, O my Sahaba, how can I possibly be happy? How can I possibly be at ease? How can I possibly relax in this world when the angel of the trumpet has already taken the trumpet into his mouth. His knees are bent. His ears are locked. His gaze is fixed on the Arsh of Allah. Waiting. Look at the analogy found in this hadith. Knees bent, ears locked, gaze transfixed. As if the moment is imminent. La ta'tikum illa baghta. Allah says it will come suddenly. It will come suddenly. Israfil is waiting. When will he be ordered? Fayanfukh, and he will blow the trumpet. Israfil is sent. Sahib al-Qarn is sent. Inna rabbaka sami'a kalamak. Inna rabbaka sami'a kalamak. O my Nabi, your Rabb has heard your call. Has heard your expression. وَبَعَثَنِي إِلَيْكَ, and has sent me to you. أَنْ أُعْرِضَ عَلَيْكَ وَبَعَثَنِي إِلَيْكَ بِمَفَاتِيحِ خَزَائِنِ الْأَرْضِ. أَنْ أُعْرِضَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أُصَيِّرَ مَعَكَ جِبَالَ تِهَامَ ذَهَبْ وَفِضَّةِ وَزُمُرُدْ وَيَعْقُوبِ. Allah has heard your call, and Allah has sent me with the key to the treasures of the entire world. And Allah has sent me to offer you this entire Tihama range of mountains. We will turn it into gold, into silver, into diamonds, into emeralds, into sapphires. And it will follow you wherever you go. Abdan Nabiya or Malikan Nabiya. Choose. Do you want to be a slave in the Nabi of Allah? Or do you want to be a king in the Nabi of Allah? Choice has been given. Choice has been given by the Qasam of my Allah. By the Qasam of my Allah. By the Qasam of my Allah. If he chose ease. If he chose kingdom. If he chose wealth, it would not diminish from his maqam and his status by one iota. By one hair's breadth, it would not have diminished from his maqam and his status. Yet, ikhtiyaran, voluntarily, he said, bal abdan nabiyya. Bal abdan nabiyya. Bal abdan nabiyya. I choose this poverty. I choose this pain. I choose this faqa. Such faqa. Such faqa, such poverty. It is difficult even today in the jungles of Africa to find a home where 3 months will pass, 2 moons will pass, and the fire will not be lit to even cook food. Yet, the family of my Nabi, the wives of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did they say? Ra'ayna al-hilal, thumma ra'ayna al-hilal, thumma ra'ayna al-hilal. We saw one moon. Then we saw the next moon, and then we saw the third moon, and in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the fire would not be lit to cook food also. عرض علي ربي أن يجعل بقاء مكة ذهبا وفضة. He said, My Rabb offered me, that O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you want, we will turn the mountain ranges of Mecca into gold and silver for you. فأبيت. I said, no, my Allah. No, my Allah, أَجُوهُ يَوْمًا وَأَشْبَعُ يَوْمًا. I will eat one day and I will go hungry one day. إِذَا جُعْتُ تَضَرَّعْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَسَأَلْتُكَ وَإِذَا شَبِعْتُ حَمِدْتُكَ وَشَكَرْتُ. He said, when I go hungry, I will beg from you, my Allah. I will humble myself before you. And when I eat, I will beg, I will praise you and I will make your shukr. That level of faqa he kept himself on. That level he brought himself down to. He's walking with Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma. What is he doing? Ramadan passed. Just yesterday, we met one brother. Ghalibar, it was today, earlier today. In Bolton, he was saying, 18-hour fast in England, it was so easy. After saying long gaps of sleep right after Zohar. Maybe one day we forgot to eat Sari. Maybe one day there was some chance that we experienced a little bit of hunger. Little bit of hunger. At that time, visualize. Consider what the pangs of hunger are. What the pangs of hunger are. He's walking with Abdullah bin Umar. He's picking up dates from the ground. Dates from the ground will be partially eaten by insects. But they have health regulations. Leftover food is not fit for human consumption. Give it to the animals. Throw it away. In restaurants, that's what we see. Who is this? أَنَا أَوَّلُ النَّاسِ خُرُوجًا إِذَا بُعِثُ وَأَنَا قَائِدُهُمْ إِذَا وُفِدُ وَأَنَا خَطِيبُهُمْ إِذَا أُنْسِتُ وَأَنَا مُبَشِّرُهُمْ إِذَا أَيْسُ لِوَاءُ الْحَمْدِ بِيَدِي يَتُوفُ عَلَيَّ أَلْفُ خَادِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لُلُّهُمْ مَكْنُونَ. He says, when the whole of humanity will be resurrected, I will be the first to be resurrected. When humanity is silenced, I will speak. When humanity has lost hope and is in the despair, I am the one who will give them solace and comfort. I will give them glad tidings at a time. أَيْسُ, they will have lost all hope. The flag of Allah's praise will be in my hand. Kullun nas, Adam, woman taht, wa Adam woman siwa'u taht liwa'i. He says the whole of humanity, Adam alayhi salam, and every Nabi of Allah will be under my flag. Under my flag. And what is he doing? Picking up dates from the ground. Dates that are partially eaten by insects. He offers it to Ibn Umar. Ibn Umar says, I couldn't even look at those dates. I said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't desire it. He looked at me and he said, Bal ana ashtahihi. Bal ana ashtahihi. Halihi subhu rabi'a. Ma duktu shay'a. He says, Ibn Umar, I desire these dates. Why? Why? Because 4 days have passed. 4 days have passed. Ma duktu shay'a. He says, not one morsel of food has entered my stomach. Not one morsel of food. Ikhtiyaran voluntarily. He kept himself in this level of faqa. He kept himself in this level of poverty. He kept himself in this level of hunger. Behind this was what? Was the dard. Was the pain. Was the cry. Was the concern for this humanity. This cry of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one person dying on kufr. It comes in the riwayat, when one person dies on kufr, 99 black serpents attach themselves to his body and they will continue biting him till Qiyamah. Who is there to cry for this? Whose concern is this? Humanity in droves. We speak of welfare work. We speak of compassion for humanity. Who is there to take one person and introduce them to Allah? Who is there to feel sorry for this humanity that is around us? Who is there to bring alive this legacy of rahmat and mercy of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is not an ordinary ummah. Allah has not sent this ummah to measure its success on how many pounds they have amassed, or what buildings they have put up, or what investments of this world. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, my Nabi said, one Nabi will have 1%, one Nabi will have 10%, one Nabi will have 100%, one Nabi will have so many people. He says that my followers will outnumber that of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Maqam and status on that day will be what? Who Allah used us to guide? Who Allah used us to show the way to Allah? Who Allah used us to save from Jahannam? It was this cry. Giving advice, giving deeni advice, giving guidance, that is part of tabligh. That is part of tabligh. But the essence of tabligh is not that. The essence of tabligh is not that. My Nabi used to give advice. My Nabi used to give guidance. My Nabi was a leader. My Nabi was an example. But what was his essence? What was his essence was this cry, this dard, this pain for humanity, this cry that would cause the sand of his heart to turn into mud with his tears falling on it. This cry that would cause Aisha to stare at him helplessly, crying, sobbing, Ya Rasulullah, why are you sobbing like this? Why are you suffering like this? This cry that would cause the arsh of Allah to shake. This cry, like a woman whose child is being slaughtered in front of her. Like a father whose entire family is burning in a house in front of him and there is nothing that he can do. He stares helplessly at this, crying inside and sobbing by the qasam of my Allah. More than that was the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More than that was the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This cry caused the arsh of Allah to shake. This cry caused Allah to send Jibreel again and again. فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتِ مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارِ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلِ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ كُفْرُ. Oh my Nabi, stop crying. Stop crying. Stop crying. You are going to destroy yourself. Like a mother can't bear the crying of a child. She picks a baby up. She cuddles it. She embraces it. Oh my child, stop crying. Stop crying. Just like that is the analogy Quran is giving us. This high, this pain, this dard of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would cause the arsh of Allah to shake. And Allah would send his Allah would send the malaika down. Oh my Nabi, stop crying. Stop crying. Stop crying. One occasion Jibreel comes. Ya Rasulullah, what is causing you to cry? What is causing you to cry? Muslim Sharif riwayat. He says, Jibreel, the worry of my ummah is making me cry. The worry of my ummah is making me cry. Jibreel goes back. He comes back with a message from Allah. Do not cry. Sanurdhika fi ummatik. Sanurdhika fi ummatik. We will please you with regards to your ummah. We will please you with regards to your ummah. What does Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhumah say? When he hears this, he says, La arda Muhammad. La arda Muhammad. Wa wahidun min ummatihi fi nar. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never become happy as long as one ummati is in Jahannam. This mantle of qurbani and sacrifice, everything was given. The homes of Medina were emptied. The homes of Medina were emptied. The qubur of Sahaba was scattered throughout the entire world. Ahle Bayt, Ala Rasul, the family members of Rasulullah were sacrificed. No stone was left unturned. Behind us was this one dard, one pain, one concern, one human being to be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. Sitting in Medina, janazah of a Jew passes. What is the Nabi of Allah doing? He's crying. Sahaba say, Alasta Yahudiyan, Ya Rasulallah. Ya Rasulallah, is it not a Jew? Why are you crying? What does he say? Alaysa Yahudiyan, is it not a Jew? Alaysa Yahudiyan, is it not a Jew? What does he say? Alaysa nafsun tafallatat minni? Is it not another ummati of mine? Is it not another ummati of mine? Tafallatat minni, that I have lost and is going to Jahannam forever and ever. Where is this cry today? Where is this concern today? Where is this dard today? Have we become an ummat whose qibla has become their stomach? Have we become an ummat who the fire of the belly, nothing but the dollars and pounds of this world are going to put it out? Have we become an ummat who will be concerned for one woman and two children when Quran says, Khayra ummah, ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of every ummah, taken out for the hidayat of humanity. Selected by Allah, chosen by Allah. Our goal is akhirat. Few years ago, Hazrat Maulana Umar Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, Allah fill his qabr with noor, in ijtima, what did he say? He said, agar haq dekha jaye, agar haq dekha jaye, if the truth had to be told, 5 billion insan, if they die now, are going to Jahannam forever and ever. The remaining 1 billion, 95%, believing ummat is away from the masjid. He said, agar haq dekha jaye, if the truth had to be told, then it is not a question of 40 days and 4 months. If the truth had to be told, every one of you has to go home now. Make al-wida to your family, or kafan lekar Allah ke raaste mein nikal jao, and take your kafan and go in the path of Allah. Then, Ya Allah, either one person will be saved from Jahannam. Ya Allah, either one person will be linked to you and introduced to the compassion and mercy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, till that happens, corner to corner, gully to gully, alley to alley, town to town. Ya Allah, take me to the four corners of the world so that finally it is the dust of the qabr that will accept me in some corner of the world, striving so that humanity is introduced to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, agar haq dekha jaye, if the truth had to be told, that is the reality. It is only the shafqat and the kindness of our elders that they are asking us for 4 months every year. And though they haven't been to go 4 months in the path of Allah, so my respected brothers, do not turn left, do not turn right. Akhirat is in front. The dard of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in front of us. Make the decision tonight, Mubarak night, in this majma, not left, not right. Make decision with Allah. If I haven't been for 4 months, stand up now. Don't wait for others. Four months to go in the path of Allah, to learn our responsibility. And those of us who have been for 4 months, 4 months every year in the path of Allah. No one leave the gathering, please. Till the tashkil completes. Every one of us remain there and Allah reward you. All of us will do this, inshallah. Stand up now, my respected brothers. Who is ready? Four months to go in the path of Allah. Come, my respected brothers. Chalo, bhai, don't wait for this, mashallah.
Brothers, give your name, mashallah.
Chalo, bhai.
Mashallah, now is the time.
Not a time for us to be sitting, my respected brothers. Now is the time to put ourselves forward, get ourselves accepted by Allah.
Name and time, yes? Your name, your town, and your irada.
Stand, my respected brothers. Don't wait for others' names to be taken. Our standing will encourage others to stand. Such a deen we have been given. Addallu ala al-khayri kafa'ilihi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mafhum of the hadith. If someone else sees you standing and they stand, you will get their reward also. Stand up, mashallah.
Ibrahim, 4 months, from Islington. One jamaat from? Hidayah, mashallah. Ibrahim from Azindah.
MashaAllah, taqabbal Allah. More brothers, MashaAllah. Stand up, MashaAllah.
4 months early, MashaAllah. Your good name?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامه جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو اهله اللهم سبحانك ما أحلمك، سبحانك ما أجودك، سبحانك ما عبدناك حق عبادتك، سبحانك ما عرفناك حق معرفتك. كم من نعمة أنعمت بها علينا فقللك بها شكرنا، كم من بلية ابتليتنا بها فقللك بها صبرنا، يا من قل عند نعمته شكرنا فلم يحبنا، ويا من قل عند بليته صبرنا فلم يخذلنا، يا من رأنا على الخطايا فلم يفضحنا، يا ذا المعروف الذي لا ينقضي أبدا، يا ذا النعماء التي لا تحصى أبدا، يا إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا، اجعلنا ممن يساقون إلى الجنة زمرا. إلهنا إن كانت ذنوبنا كثيرة، إن كانت ذنوبنا كثيرة فإن رحمتك أعظم وأجل. إلهنا عاملنا برحمتك، عاملنا برحمتك، فأنت أرحم الراحمين، فأنت أجود الأجودين، فأنت خير الغافرين، فأنت أرحم الراحمين. إن ذنوبنا قد عظمت وجلت عن الصفة، ولكنها صغيرة في جنب عفوك، فاعف عنا وارحمنا، فاعف عنا وارحمنا. اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية، اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية، اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية، اللهم أخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور، وجنبهم الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين، اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهديين غير ضالين ولا مضلين يا رب العالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماع مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما، برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
This is what was